30-minute reviews, beware of spoilers, and exploring hyperspace lanes are all available ad-free. But if you want to support the show, you can go to bewareofspoilers.com and click the support button that's available on the Spotify website. Thank you. Good morning. Wow. Good morning and welcome to Beware of Spoilers. I am Adam. Well, it's almost afternoon. By the time it goes up, it'll be afternoon. Talk about the girls on the bus. Episode 7? Yeah, I said 7 last week. That was wrong. This week it actually is 7. Which I think might be my favorite episode of the show so far. You've heard me complain a not insubstantial amount about the way they've kind of treated Lola, who I'm finally remembering her name this time. Lola being the influencer, and how it's like they always feel like, you know, she feels kind of like a cardboard cutout of a character. And that's kind of where we are now, where we feel like she's actually getting depth, and she's actually, you know, doing something. I think allowing her to have the depth that comes from her, you know, her conflict in what happened in the shooting that made her famous, is one of those things where it's like, oh, I completely understand this character in a way that it would have been nice to understand her a few weeks ago. Like, I feel like that was the big thing missing from the first episode. I think expositing this in episode 7 with now 8, 9, 10 to go, and being like, okay, so here's what she did at that time. Like, I get it now. I get why she is the way she is. And I would have liked to have this explored a little bit sooner, and then I like the turn she has when she's confronting the, you know, Tala Ashes, you know, not AOC. Like, that moment where it's like she's starting to pivot away from what she was running on and what her core beliefs were. The fact that that happens and she's like, no, you can't. That's not what we were here for. We're gonna, like, the minute she starts asking the tough questions about it, that's where you start to get into this moment of, you know, oh, I think that we're starting to see her come into her own as a journalist in a way that we hadn't really before. And in a way, it's like, look, I get what they're doing with Sadie, and I get what they're doing with Grace. I think the show, at this point, if we're talking about characters with arcs, it's predominantly about Lola and Kimberlyn. Because it's like, yeah, Sadie is going through stuff, and Sadie has the abortion, so I'm going to have the abortion, and then she's trying to get the abortion pill, and all of that. Like, yeah, she has a lot going on. But fundamentally, I don't think she's changing that much between the beginning and the end of this show. I don't think when we get, when credits wrap on the final episode, I don't think that Sadie is going to be fundamentally different than she was at the beginning of episode 1. Like, and the same thing, like, Grace is probably going to end up in a place where she ends up more with her family, and putting her family kind of, maybe not 100% first, but closer to first than she has before. Like, that's going to be her big thing. But at the same time, I don't think we're going to end up in a place where, what's it called, where, you know, like, Kimberlyn's going to be fundamentally different between episode 1 and episode 10. Lola's going to be fundamentally different between episode 1 and episode 10, and I think that that's very interesting, to see how that, you know, how that kind of plays out, over the course of the show. And I think that, like, this episode did a lot to really make me realize how much that character has been underutilized up until this point, because they're giving her a lot to do in this episode, but beyond that, not really, she doesn't really have a ton to do, before this. Hopefully this carries on, and hopefully as we get into the next few episodes, and as we're in the home stretch, they give her a bigger role. And that's the other thing I do really enjoy about this, is the sisterhood that's been established between these characters as they, you know, they go through these life changes. Like, it's one of those things where it's like, I don't think that, like I said, I don't think ideologically or on a personal level, Sadie and Grace will be fundamentally different than they were when the show started. Like, 'cause, you know, I don't see that that's gonna change any. We've already seen like Kimberlyn going through all she did with her husband this episode. It's like we've now reached a point where functionally every part of Kimberlyn's life has been completely blown up, and everything she had established, her relationship with her fiance, now husband, and then to have that blow up, and then to also have the situation that's been brewing within Liberty News, it's an interesting character arc to put her through. Like, this show may end up being my show of the year. And I think that there's a solid chance that this show ends up being my top show of the year by the time we reach the end of the year. It's just fantastic. I'm here for this ride as it goes, and you know, I'm really appreciating this episode. But that's a good place to wrap up for today. Tomorrow we'll be talking about 30-minute reviews about some of the big news from the week. And tomorrow night we'll be talking about Challengers, the new Zendaya Mike Feist movie from Luca Guadagnino. But until then, have a great rest of your week.